I know that you have a website. But do you really know how they ended up on your website? What was the source of the traffic? Or rather, what was the action they are taking on your website if they are not visiting your practice at the end of the day? This can be easily explained if you know all the acquisition channels available to you. All the acquisition channels should lead to one base ground, and that's your website. If your customers are not ending at the website while finalizing their journey, you are missing out on a lot of traffic. In this episode, we will talk about the customer acquisition channels and how to make sure that you don't miss out on the crucial traffic. Let's make some noise first. You are listening to the Underdog Dentist Show, a reflection about your dreams, a journey in achieving them, and more importantly, how you are making an impact in the online world. I am the Underdog Dentist, and I'll be your host. Hey everyone, welcome to the 8th episode of the Underdog Dentist Show. I am your host, Dr. Girish Lekhiani. In this episode, we will be talking about all the acquisition channels from where you can acquire more customers or patients for your healthcare business, and at the same time, the worth of each and every channel that we are going to discuss today. Before diving into the session, we are going to launch our third batch of the Founders Den workshop in the coming days. If you have not already registered, please register at register.underdogdentist.com. We are going to introduce one more chapter this time. So, customer acquisition. What is customer acquisition? Customer acquisition is the process of onboarding new customers or clients to your business. Customer acquisition professionals use specific techniques to get potential customers to take action. The goal of this process is to create a systematic, sustainable strategy to acquire new customers and grow revenue for the business. Customer acquisition is important for businesses of any age and size. It allows businesses to make money, to meet costs, pay employees, and reinvest in growth, and at the same time, show evidence of traction for outside parties such as investors, partners, and influencers. To enable customer acquisition, we need to do something called as acquisition marketing. Acquisition marketing is implementing certain strategies to market your products and services to new customers. It typically requires collaboration and alignment between marketing and customer service teams. Acquisition marketing is different from other marketing because it specifically targets those customers who have become aware of your brand and are considering making a purchase. It's also unique in that it actively involves your customer service and success teams. And again, customer acquisition is just one part of how you land up a new customer into your business. But at the same time, customer retention is much more important because you get most of your business from your return customers. So you have to make sure that your customers return back to your business instead of going at some other place. Now coming to the customer acquisition channels. Customer acquisition channels are methods, platforms, and strategies through which companies attract new fans, readers, and leads. The best channels for your business will depend on your audience, resources, and the overall strategy. Customer acquisition methods can be broken up into a variety of different types, such as paid or free, even inbound and outbound. Let's begin with social media. Social media marketing consists of mainly two methods. One is organic and the other one is paid. Organic social media is most useful for boosting brand awareness, developing a company's personality, and sharing content you have published elsewhere, like your blog, your website, your videos, whichever thing you are posting online apart from your social media. You can say that you are resharing or repurposing content from other platforms on social media. So that's one strategy in social media. The other one is you can create a unique content for your social media audience. A point to note here that it's not always true that the audience you have on the website is the same on your social media also. So your content again depends on the audience. You may create something for the audience that's available online at your website, and at the same time you will create something else for the audience that is available on social media. While 74% of companies invested resources into more than 8 social media platforms in 2020, Facebook was cited as the platform providing the most ROI. This tells us that social media can require a lot of effort for little reward if you don't develop a solid game plan for its use. Now you have to decide what networks you are going to leverage and which ones you are going to avoid. What's your social brand voice? Who on your marketing team will be tasked with developing and managing content? And do you have a crisis plan in place? Next, search marketing. I know you all have a website, but do you really know the exact number of people visiting your website? Or can you segregate your audience based on their interests and behaviors? Yes, I'm talking about your website. So there is something called as search engine optimization and running search engine ads. One is again on the organic side and the other one is on the paid side. Just like social media, there are two sides of search marketing, that is organic and paid. Organic search marketing is also known as search engine optimization, SEO. Like social media, complements content marketing efforts by optimizing your content so it's more easily found to the target audience. Think about it. When you Google something, you typically click on one of the first results, right? The idea behind SEO is to create content that shows up high on the search engine ranking page and make sure that the searchers are going to click on your content. SEO is far from an exact science, but there are some proven methods to help your content rank better. SEO best practices involve creating indexable content, content that search engines can read, decipher, and index within the search engine ranking page. You can increase your content's indexability by putting your main keyword in the post, using the alt text in images, uploading transcripts to video and audio content, linking internally within your site. If this is going over your head, then skip it. Leave this task for your SEO company. Now, Google Ads, or rather, search engine ads. There is something called as paid search marketing. Some people also call it as pay-per-click or PPC. In advertising on a Google search ranking page itself, instead of getting the organic positions, PPC allows you to create a search result and pay for it too, right? And it shows up alongside the organic results, theoretically increasing your chances of being found by searchers. Next, email marketing. So do you really know or do you really follow a strategy where you are acquiring new customers through email marketing? Yes. In India, a very few people at least who visits a healthcare unit opens up their email. But at the same time, you can segregate your audience based on their interests. You can keep one pointer in your registration form and mention whether they have a habit of opening their emails regularly or not. Video is one of the more complicated forms of content to produce. Video production, I'm talking about YouTube at this particular moment. So video production involves script writing, editing, production, and animation, all of which you can outsource through a production company. Video tends to be the most expensive of all content types. So be sure to preserve your very best content for video ideas. Again, there is a difference in the video format now. With the shorter version of video available, you're not supposed to do too much of scripting and all of that stuff. But yes, the shorter the content, the demand or the expectation of it being more entertaining is also there, right? Being in the healthcare business, we have our website, we have our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, blah, blah, blah. We have YouTube, we have other channels. I don't know whether you are leveraging WhatsApp, emails, LinkedIn, what other platforms do you use? But yes, you need to have a clarity from where you are driving your traffic and how you are driving that traffic. And from that traffic, how many leads are there and how many clients you are able to acquire in a particular time period. One last thing, your website is a place from where you make the most money. Don't send the person away from your website to your social media. A social media platform, your YouTube, your any other platform is a direct source that should dump the entire customer base to the endpoint. And the endpoint in your case is your website. And from your website, the person, the customer, the client will visit your healthcare business. That is it. All right. This was it about the customer acquisition channels. Our workshop is going live in a few days. Kindly register at register.underdogdentist.com. If you have any questions, feel free to drop an email at show@underdogdentist.com. I'm your host, Dr. Girish Likhiani, and the game is always on. Goodbye.